mouth and his massive fucking bed and his goddamn jacuzzi and every beautiful, perfectly crafted motorbike the world had ever seen with none of the appreciation for how they ran. He didn't deserve to have so much. I wished I could take it all away from him, every single thing. There is one thing I can take from him pretty easily, though. I quit my aimless pacing and turned north, cutting a path through the wailing wood and heading straight for the parking lot which stood by the main gates. I may not have been able to take the airs on in a straight fight yet, but I could sure as shit hit them where it hurt. My hair billowed out behind me as the storm picked up intensity, my red skirt whipping around my thighs, and a chill prickling against my skin. But this was no natural gale. The wind was dancing to the tune of my power, rising up into a whirlwind around me as I channeled my rage into my air magic, needing an outlet for some of this fury. My heart was beating in a frantic rhythm, and my jaw was set in a hard line. Darcy may have been willing to let the airs get away with this shit, but I wasn't. Not anymore. Not when they painted such pretty lies and worked so damn hard to destroy us. The parking lot appeared ahead of me, and I pulled my black sweater off, tying it around my waist so that I could unleash my wings. Gabriel had focused our order lessons on us learning to only half-transform so that we could keep our phoenix nature hidden. And now, calling on my wings alone was almost easy. They burst from my back with a surge of magic, and the pure heat of them washed over me as they caught on fire. For a moment, I bathed in the warmth of the fire as it stoked my magical reserves before banishing the flames so that my golden feathers caught the sunlight without them. This way, if anyone spotted me, I was less likely to be recognized. The heirs had minions everywhere, and I didn't want them to know what I was doing until it was too damn late for them to stop me. With a hard beat of my wings, I took off. The raging winds I'd called to life swept beneath me at my call, pushing against my feathers and lifting me ever higher. I flew straight towards the parking lot, tucking my wings tight as I made it to the top floor, where the heirs kept their cars and landing inside. My boots pounded across the concrete as I headed straight down the line of priceless vehicles, and I set my gaze on the gleaming red superbike at the end of the lot. I approached it quickly, banishing my wings again so that I could move more easily into the small space beside it where I dropped to my knees. I pulled a hairpin from my hair and a savage smile tugged at my lips as I quickly started tugging at the wires for the ignition so that I could hotwire this beauty. It took a bit of time for me to work around the immobilizer, and for a terrifying moment, I almost set off the alarm. But I was finally rewarded for my efforts as the electrics suddenly came to life and I jumped up to start the engine. As my thumb pressed down on the ignition, a tingle of magic swept across my skin, and the hairs rose along the back of my neck. I stilled, frowning, as I tried to figure out what the hell that had been. There was something about the power of it that had seemed familiar, and yet I knew it wasn't mine. It must have been something placed on the bike. But what? What the? I snapped around, looking out of the parking lot and over the wailing wood, just in time to see a huge golden dragon send a plume of fire into the sky in the distance. Oh shit. That was a magical alarm hardwired to an asshole. I glanced at the bike, half considering bailing on my plan, then kicked my leg over the saddle instead. The deep purr of the engine rumbled between my thighs, and with a twist of my wrist, I was speeding down the exit ramp, with the wind tugging through my hair. I circled down the ramp at high speed, the lot turning into a blur around me as I focused all of my attention on getting the hell out of here. The bike rode like a dream, even better than I'd imagined. It took the ramp like I was on a speedway, and before I knew it, I was heading straight towards the exit. A barrier stood in my way, and my heart lurched as I lifted a hand for a moment, casting a fireball at it as I maintained my speed. A huge crash sounded as the barrier was destroyed, and I sped straight through the dying embers of the fireball as I shot out onto the road which led off campus. But instead of turning for the gate and freedom, I swung the bike right, aiming straight back for the heart of the academy grounds. My pulse was banging to the beat of a war drum in my chest, and Darius roared again from the sky ahead of me as he drew closer. I looked up, my hair whipping back over my shoulders from the speed of the bike as I inched it faster and faster. I spotted him flying straight towards me above the wailing wood. Darius's beady dragon eyes were locked on me, and his rage could be felt building in the air all around me as I shot straight towards him. I gritted my teeth, refusing to show even an inch of fear, while real terror rose within me at the same time. But I wouldn't back down. Not this time. He'd pushed me too fucking far. What was with all of the bullshit last night, where he pretended to give a damn about